A Meeting at Corvallis by S. M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2006 by S. M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S. M. Sterling and Scoville Chichak Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Portland, Oregon. December 10, 2007. Change Year 9. Norman Arminger, he rarely thought of himself as anything but the Lord Protector these days, stared at the great map that showed his domains and those of his stubbornly independent neighbors. It covered the whole of the former Oregon and Washington, with bits of the old states of Idaho and Northern California thrown in. Winds racing out of the Columbia Gorge howled amongst the empty skyscrapers and drove rain that spattered audibly against windows hidden by tapestries shimmering with gold and silver thread. The map covered one wall of what had been the main hall of the city's old public library, built in Edwardian times with a splendor of gray-veined white marble and brass inlay. That and the easily adapted heating system were why he'd picked it as his city palace back right after the change, and he'd had workmen busy with it ever since. Then he turned on his heel and walked to the larger of the two thrones that stood on the new dais at the foot of the staircase. His left foot automatically knocked the scabbard of his longsword out of the way as he sat. This hall was the place he'd first unsheathed it in earnest 9 years ago, and where he'd first spilled a man's life with the steel. The chairs were massive Gothic fantasies in jewels and precious metals, gold for his.